It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shot with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
You take a little tie on your little radio bosom, and you're trying to feed him.
I brought him right on the bosom, and this is the thanks I get.
But he has to want to eat. My co-host, Dave Rothenberg.
You carry around the apartment like a sack of vegetables?
Poor Sherry. Our amazing producers, RJ Santillo, is back and just in time.
Well, that sucks to be you. Let's keep the show moving, though.
We missed you, RJ. How about the very handsome Raymond Santiago?
I mean, I think he's considered now the Mets pimp. That's what they call him.
Minus the Mets. Big shout out to the companies. Thank you for getting up with us on this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
Dos Equis. No, it's Dos Equis. How do you say it?
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Oh, my God.
Para dos chicas.
And they pay him to do this. Call us what you want. Don't ever call us lazy. You can hear us every weekday morning, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call, 1-800-919-3776.
Listen, Nick, if you are not.
And he almost drops an F-bomb. We have an unbelievable show planned for you today.
Kind of warm and fuzzy inside.
Well said, Booney. The NFL draft is finally here, and the Casio thinks Dave is a loser for loving it so much. Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, and Anthony Rizzo all homered in a 7-3 win over the A's. The Mets wrapped up their West Coast trip with a huge win in San Francisco. Francisco Lindor had a huge day. The win not only snapped the Mets' three-game losing streak, also sent them home 3-3 on the road trip. Tonight we have the Knicks in Philly for Game 3. The Islanders back home for Game 3 against Carolina. Jordan on at 8:30. Rich Cimini at 8:45. We're giving away Tim McGraw tickets. And as always on the Thursday at 7:45, we have an observation that did happen in Florida. A big time station ID at 8. RJ's world famous stuff you missed around 9:15. But before we get to all that, there's something troubling happening, and I don't like it. It happened once.
I can yell louder than you, and I can sing while I yell. I am multitasking as we speak. Tony, you sound like a geek.
Beautiful rhyme, very catchy, not very nice. No big deal. Problem is, it happened again.
Tony, you're a big baller down there in Delaware?
Tony, big baller in Delaware. Yesterday is when it all started to make sense.
Dave, it's not about who you like, who you
don't
like. Of course
it's about, oh my God, hang up on him. For God's sakes, hang up on him.
Also a Tony, which means Dave hates Tonys and Tonys hate Dave. The real question is why. Anything you've ever said to offend a Tony?
I went into a moment where I lost it.
Okay, and what did you say to him?
Can you move your fat ass up to the net, please?
Oh, my goodness. So as far as you're concerned, Tonys can...
Go drown yourself in a tub.
Oh, great. Now we get it. If you're a Tony, be careful today. Here he is, a man that probably hates Tony Danza, the one and only Dave Rothenberg.
Well, it's finally here. What an open that was, by the way. I completely forgot you were doing the open. As I heard the music and it ended, I was just about to jump in, so I'm glad that yours got there quicker than mine. But that was a nice open. Well done by you.
Oh, thank you.
I did receive an email from a gentleman named Tony Kim yesterday.
Does he like you?
He said, when you said, quote, I hate Tonys, it actually was very hurtful. Just because there are some moronic Tonys out there, you can't bash on all Tonys.
I hate Tonys. That's
just like I still love you, even though I despise the existence of David Berkowitz. Much love, Tony.
All right. Well, that's a step in the right direction.
So, you know what? And I feel a bond, a closeness with Tony Kim, and maybe that's just the olive branch with me and the Tonys.
Maybe he's the Tony that gets you back. It only takes one. That's it.
Maybe. Then received another email from a gentleman by the name of Sharky.
Oh, this was, we had Sharky yesterday that you went after.
We had Sharky that was an obnoxious fool yesterday. He said, I'm writing to try to salvage the name Sharky. I've always thought I had a pretty unique last name, and honestly, it was kind of cool. But hearing that clown who calls himself Sharky call recently and make us all look bad, he was too much for me. He's not a real Sharky. Wish I could be there on the 2nd and the 5th, but I'm down in Nashville with my family. We moved here from New Jersey 7 years ago. My wife and I still listen to you every single day. You're our connection to home and to our teams. We love the show. Don't ever change. Tony suck. Regards, Sharky from Nashville. Bob for apples, pal.
RJ, in case you missed it, Sharky called, went after Dave.
Jerk.
Dave's retort was, go Bob for apples, which really made no sense. And then that's when he started to get creative, said, I'm going to fillet you, and then I believe told Sharky to go drown himself in a tub.
Oh. Go drown yourself in a tub.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, that's tough. Boy, I missed you guys.
Welcome back, RJ.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm sure you missed us.
I did. I've been listening, and yeah, that was tough. You told a man named Sharky to, I'm never, not even going to repeat it, but that's tough. But I did miss you all.
It's not tough for me. It'd be tough for him.
Yeah, I guess in a literal form, yeah. I mean, it'd be tough for you because you kind of told him to do it, so I'm sure you'd face some kind of legal ramification. But
oh, all right. Stop being so literal, would you?
But I missed you all a great deal.
We missed you. And by the way, you know what we found out when you were not here?
Yeah.
Bauer sucks.
That's not true.
Oh, it couldn't be more true.
That's not true.
Oh, he is just awful.
Yeah, he was tough.
Yeah. You know that it's skill position, right?
Yes.
And you decided, you know what? To hell with it. I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Yeah, kind of.
I think he just doesn't respect you.
That's possible, but he's also probably...
Well, that's clear. He doesn't respect Dave, but he doesn't respect the show either. Like
to be fair, he's not really very good at the job.
RJ, he did the five-pack, and he did four of the...
Linemen.
Four of the five.
Yeah.
Listen, that's his perspective. His prerogative, he views the linemen
as
something...
It's not his prerogative.
But
so
Dave
the rules
won the
of the five-pack.
But you won.
It doesn't matter. The rules of the five-pack are it's skill position players. Those are the rules.
He views it as stuff you should know, I guess. If you're truly the king of colleges.
It's not the point. It's going against the entire belief system of the five-pack.
I mean, you could view it all as this is all one big sabotage job for next Sunday. I think he's just trying to get in your head, really.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I played 2 hours of pickleball, Rick. 2 hours.
Good.
Couple things. 2 hours, way too long for me.
Right.
Secondly, I'm ready to go.
I only need you for an hour. That's
it. I am ready to go. So I'm all stretched out. I'm like a starter who I reached the 100-pitch mark. I'm ready to go. And I feel good for next Sunday.
Good. All right. Put you through kind of like a little spring training.
Yep.
Getting yourself ready.
Ready to go.
I like it. I like the
ready
confidence.
To go. It was indoor pickleball, which was nice, so I got, you know, kind of the feel. Not great lighting. I imagine Pickleball America is going to have better lighting. So, I'm going through all the hurdles and all the thoughts that what might I have to deal with. Maybe the lighting's not great. You know what? Now I've played in bad lighting. Can I handle this for 2 hours? You know what? I can. So I'm doing everything to get myself as ready as possible.
You're like Bill Belichick is what you are.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You know what I mean? You're checking weather. You're checking forecasts. Is it going to rain? Because if it is, we'll practice with wet balls.
Yeah. And I mean, nobody wants to play with wet balls, but if you had to, you had to. What?
I think you know what you did. And because I'm more mature nowadays, I'm gonna move past it.
Yeah, really.
It's because I got scolded yesterday, okay? If you want to know the truth.
Yeah. By the way,
in
RJ,
our very productive meeting.
And Ray's going to corroborate what I'm going to say.
Don't say it.
You fast asleep during the meeting. RJ. Fast asleep.
We got concerned for a second.
Was someone talking? Did someone say something to me?
Multiple times.
I mean, we're like, Rick. And you're like, guys, I'm here. We're like, you're sleeping. I'm not. I wasn't sleeping.
I forgot who said it, but somebody said, should we check and see if he's got a pulse?
Like, yeah.
Something. It was concerning. I got concerned for like 2 seconds.
We thought he might have left us.
Very worn down.
Yeah, clearly. Today's our day, my friend. Today's our day.
Today is our day. I mean, we had the baseball yesterday, so both teams win. And I said it in the open, that's a big win for the Mets.
Huge win.
Right,
and
coming home.
You know what's nice about it, too? It salvages the road trip because you felt so good about winning 2 out of 3 in L.A. And then if you got swept by the Giants, you'd feel kind of dirty. But to go 3-3 on that road trip is a great road trip for the
Well,
Mets.
Think about it. You're right, because all of a sudden now you get not only swept, but that's 4 in a row you've lost. You come back 2-4 as opposed to the 3-3.
Right.
On top of that, Lindor had a big day. Tyrone Taylor, too.
He's a nice fourth outfielder.
He is. He's a nice player. So they get the big win. Last night, Yankees fans are excited because it looks like Judge's starting to snap out of it. Soto and Rizzo all homered. Wells finally snaps out of it. Now it's a bunt single down the line, but who cares? In his mind, it's a single. Doesn't matter. Glaber got a hit.
In the scorer's book,
yeah, it doesn't matter
as well. Yeah.
Right, doesn't matter. So all good things. And now it's kind of like, hey, take a step back, take a deep breath, relax a little bit, because today is going to be a lot.
Oh, today's going to be great. It is going to be great. So you got the NFL draft, you got the Knicks and the Sixers, and you have the Islanders and the Hurricanes. This is, by the way, I talked to Dan Grasso yesterday.
I was texting with Dan Grasso also.
We had a phone conversation.
You know, I'm thinking about something right now.
You going to say it?
Ugh.
And it was a very nice phone conversation. He's very entertaining on the phone.
You know what's funny about him, though? I hate to interrupt you, in honor of Dan, I guess I'll interrupt you, is that even when you text with him, he also, like, he has a pregnant pause in between text messages.
Really?
Yeah. It's like question, and you're waiting, and I can see that he's writing. Okay. Oh, there it is.
Huh, interesting. And he said, and I was surprised by this, he said he expects the Islanders to win tonight and thinks there's a very good chance the Islanders win both of these games at UBS.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I was like, really? He's like, oh, yeah, that's what happens.
Okay.
He's like explaining to me, this is what happens. I was like, great, I hope that's what happens.
Right. I mean, how could those last two periods in Carolina not give you a tremendous amount of confidence?
Most of confidence.
When they had 5 shots in 2 periods.
RJ, get your worker bee hat on. What time are we doing our mock draft?
So I would say
it's got to be 9:30, right?
It's got to be in the 9 o'clock hour because we're pretty jam-packed today.
It's a busy show. We have Nobservations and Did It Happen in Florida around 7:45, 8:30 Renan, 8:45 Samini.
Yeah.
9:15 Stuff You Missed.
I think it's got to be 9:30.
9:30.
We're
and you know what's good about
9:30
too? It gives us almost as much time as we can possibly have, like walks us closer to the draft.
I mean,
good.
That's good for you. It's probably not great for the psyche of Rick.
I mean, Rick put all the work in yesterday.
You're done, right?
Well,
Rick is, could change at 8:30 or 8:45.
I mean, the mailman will stop by at 9:08. Got to ask him. I could shake things
up. Well, I got a couple versions here because I got the one kind of like stock, and then I got, a couple of that. One I'd like to see happen. The other one, if we get wild with some trades.
Hardball.
Yeah, you are a hardball. I'm going to ask you a question. You may not feel comfortable answering, and that's fine.
Oh, I'm always comfortable.
No, you may not. Do you have the Jets going wide receiver or lineman? You might want to save it for later.
Okay, but that was one of my biggest things, was trying to separate what I want and what they'll end up doing. Because I really think that there's going to be a real pull to add a wide receiver or Brock Bowers at that pick.
Yeah, I think they're not going to know what to do. And I don't necessarily think there's a wrong.
No, I don't think there's a wrong. But I also understand that there's one thing that's going to derail this entire season, and that's going to be if the offensive line stinks.
Right.
If or
the
can't
offensive
stay
line is reminiscent of last year's offensive line, Aaron Rodgers could get hurt again because he's 40-plus years old, and B, he's not going to have time to throw the ball, and that's going to be a major problem too. So, yes, to me, and I agree with that, I would go offensive line. But if they take Brock Bowers, you there's no way you can crush them for that.
No. No, unless Tyron Smith gets hurt, unless Morgan Moses gets hurt, and you don't have a good option there. Right? I mean, unless
that
happens.
Yeah, that would be unfortunate.
So, I mean, if the offensive line stays healthy and does a good job, of course, if they get Roma Dunze or they get Brock Bowers, that's great. The more weapons, the better. But if they do that and the offensive line gets hurt and isn't very good and Aaron Rodgers is running for his life, then you'll hold it against them. Just like last year when, didn't seem like a huge deal at the time. I didn't love it, but didn't seem like a huge deal. People weren't that upset about it with the pick swap. And you end up taking a defensive player because you missed out on the tackle.
Right. And that tackle was really good.
So Pittsburgh jumps up ahead of you, and you had a guy that didn't really, I mean, hopefully this year Will McDonald takes that step that Jermaine Johnson did, but was, I mean, how much of a factor was Will McDonald last year?
Well, not only that, but I mean, was it a position of necessity?
Well, knowing that you're going to lose Bryce Huff, I guess, right? Like, you're also drafting knowing what's coming down the pipe.
I guess, but you needed an offensive lineman.
Right, but you end up signing Hassan Reddick anyway.
Right. Right, exactly that. From brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home that big win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. So you know what I really like? And we mentioned this yesterday. You can take the draft with you tonight. You go on ESPN New York. There's going to be a separate draft tile. You press that button. Now, anywhere you go, you have the draft in your pocket.
Especially with everything that's happening tonight.
Or, you know what you can do? You can sit in front of your TV. You right. can have the Knicks game on. Maybe you have a smaller TV or the computer with the Islanders. And then you have your phone with the tile. And you boop, press that. And now the draft pops on.
It's a great app. It really is. A great app.
It is a great app. So we'll remind you of that throughout the morning. Like I said, observations. Did it happen in Florida? Today, one of the busier days we have. Renan, 8:30. Samini, 8:45. Stuff You Missed, 9:15. By the way, Raymond did a very nice job with Stuff You Missed. A very nice job. Not to say you don't, RJ, because you're great, but it was in good hands. 9:30, apparently. We're going to do our mock draft. So, very busy day. We'll get to your calls, 1-800-919-3776. Last night, you know what? Take a breath. Mets with a win, Yankees with a win, but not a crazy New York sports night. Tonight, it's on. It's DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN.
The road to the NBA Finals starts now, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You like the Knicks to go up 3-0 against the Sixers? Bet it. You can also bet props like three-pointers made in any game, over-unders, point totals, or first basket score, and plenty more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Rick to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 and older and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
How you feeling?
Voice isn't there.
No, I know your voice isn't there, but how you feeling?
How do I feel?
Yes.
Not great.
Still not great.
No, I still got a little bit of an eye issue, and now my throat is like...
There's been how many visits to the doctor for this so far?
This is probably... Yesterday was three.
Three?
Yeah.
And what are they saying? A virus?
Yeah, well, yeah.
A virus.
I got a throat situation.
You got to let it run its course.
Start in the eyes, so we're treating that.
Right.
And that's almost done. And now got a throat situation, but we'll get through it. The problem is I haven't had time to actually rest.
Well, that therein lies the problem. That's why this shift is almost impossible when you do get sick to get better from.
Right, but it wasn't just that. It was then I'm in Boston and we had, like I told you, that final day, like all these games start in the morning and then on the final day, I had no idea. If you make it to the finals, it's three games. First one at 9 a.m.
That's a lot.
Right, so the kids played 9, noon, and 3 on Sunday.
Ugh, I got in trouble yesterday for the first time ever at one of Ben's games.
Did you act up?
I didn't think it was that bad.
All right, well, tell me.
So Ben comes up, 0-2 count, lines a double into the gap, second base, slides in, up, great, done. No, they call him back. Because for the first time in the history of me watching baseball for 40-plus years, they said that he called timeout and they didn't let the play happen.
That Ben called timeout?
Yes.
Well, and I'm sure you asked Ben after the game, did he call timeout?
He's like, I tried, but he didn't say a word. The whole play goes on, and the guy says nothing, doesn't hold up his arms, like, you know, and they'd stop play.
Right.
That doesn't happen. So he's on second. They're like, no, come back. I was like, and people are like, we've never seen anything like that. What are you doing? So I yell, I go, that's an awful call, which I don't think is that awful.
No, I don't think that's bad.
And it was not met very well by the athletic director.
Oh, the athletic director for your school or their school?
For our school.
Well, yeah, but that's not terrible. You didn't swear or anything.
And it was one comment, and then he started yelling at me. I was like, oh, for God's sakes. And I thought better of it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not really going to say anything.
They treated you like Booney.
They treated me just like Booney. And then I have like a cavalcade of other dads as after it happens coming up to me like, I can't believe you showed such composure. I was like, yeah, look at me, composure.
Well, you also don't want to ruin it. I mean, you don't want to ruin it for your kid.
Well, I don't want to ruin it for my kid, and I don't want to get thrown out of the game.
Right. Like, I could understand maybe losing your composure a little bit more if it was like someone from the other team saying something to you.
Right.
But your kid goes to school there. You don't want to get into a fight with the AD.
Right. But I stand by, like, I don't think I did anything that awful.
I just don't understand how, like, the second he thinks in his mind that Ben calls timeout, play happens, why wouldn't you step out and be like, no.
You're right.
Stop it.
The play, walk out past the plate, hold your arms up, like, really put a stop to it. I don't know. He didn't do it.
That's great.
I was like, this guy might be worse than Major League umpires.
How did the at-bat end now after that?
Strikeout.
Great.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, because he was
rattled.
Yeah, he was very annoyed and he wasn't happy. And then
Sure. Like, what do you think happened to the pitcher last night when he thought he strikes out Aaron Judge looking and then realizes that, oh, no, it was a balk.
Right.
So I'm going to throw pretty much the same pitch and Aaron Judge is going to hit it for a 2-run home run.
Oh, he obliterated that.
Thanks.
Yeah. Feels like he might be kind of back, right?
Yep.
So it's a big night tonight. So how do you have this planned out? What's your thing? Now, Nick started 7:30, draft starts at 8:00. So how are you going to consume the draft? Are you going to go with the tile on the app? Are you going to go ABC? Are you going to go ESPN? Like, what's your choice here of how you're going to consume?
So here's the plan. Uh-huh. Knicks and Islanders are going to get the full attention.
Okay.
Okay, they're going to get sound priority.
But you can't put sound on two games.
No, I can put it on one game. So I think sound-wise, I'm going to go Knicks with the sound. The Islanders on the one TV, and then I'm going to have the draft. And as I'm watching the draft, I'm going to go with the ESPN app in my ear.
ESPN app on the phone?
Yeah, on the phone in my ear.
In your ear. So then the Nick sound, in theory, will kind of be irrelevant, no?
No. This is something that I've become very good at, where I can have the earbud in and then still pay attention to both.
So you're good, because as good as I am at watching and navigating through multiple events at the same time, I am not good at listening to audio from two different events at the same time.
Right, but I need the sound. As much as I love the draft, I need the sound of a playoff must-win game for the Sixers.
Yeah, but I'm not judging anybody, but, you know, I got judged, but that's fine.
Well, you got judged because you love it so much.
Well, I'll stand by it.
Right, I love it just as much as you do. I mean, I did like 25 mock drafts last night. Yeah, I watched the combine religiously.
I watched the ESPN mock draft last night that they did.
I watched the same thing.
And I loved it.
I actually liked it too.
I mean, so you know what? If you say he's a draft nerd, I wear that welcome arms. Like I own that. I am. I'm sorry. I didn't think I was the only one either that loves the draft.
Well, I don't think you are when you see the amount of people that actually show up to the draft. I mean, we have Greeny doing the draft. McAfee's doing his own show with Bill Belichick. We have our own freaking title now.
That sounds like a good one too, doesn't it? McAfee and Belichick.
Listening to Belichick dissect some of the stuff is going to be great.
I mean, he's been doing it on his own for like, 30 years. Now to hear what he has to say about this stuff?
Yeah, I'm always, anytime I get a behind-the-scenes look at how this whole process works, I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. So I'm thinking that we're going to go Knicks Big TV, Draft Side TV with the audio, Islanders Side TV. No audio. Mute.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you necessarily need the audio for the draft until we get to the Giants.
I want
to
hear everything going on.
Right, like,
but how quickly can you change? Concentrate on a Knicks game without the audio.
Yeah, but it's not going to be, you're not going to get that playoff vibe.
But I don't need the playoff vibe from the Philadelphia perspective.
No, but it ramps up the intensity of the moment.
But
All I'm saying is this.
I need to hear the analysis of the draft.
All right, hold on one second. Uh-huh. Okay, draft doesn't start till late.
Right.
Sounds like, because I heard something yesterday that was wild.
What
if Caleb Williams falls in the draft?
Oh, God.
That was a real conversation.
Where was that?
I don't even want to tell you. Okay. So Caleb Williams going one. We don't need any analysis for that. Right? Sounds like Jaden Daniels is going two. Don't need any analysis for that. What I'm saying to you is this, is you have the volume with the Knicks game or the Islanders game, both playoff games, big important games. And that what you do is, because you have such a great setup, is if you see anything happening, you go over to the pick three. I understand you want to go over for draft, listen, because there's a chance that once the Patriots get on the clock, someone makes a huge offer. Because Jared Mayo said it has to be a bag that they offer to get to three. Now you should listen. But first two picks you don't have to listen to.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I respect it, and it makes sense. I want to listen to the draft. I want to hear the analysis. I want to hear what they're saying. Like, do you know how many games in my life I've watched with no audio?
Yes, I understand that. But listen, I'm not going to change your mind. I'm going to tell you that I'm going to be listening to the playoff games, and then we'll switch back if I need volume for something that's happening in the draft. But you got three must watch events tonight.
Must watch events, and that's not even putting into practice like Yankees are playing. Right? I mean, I don't know that I can even involve the Yankees.
Well, you'll be checking in on the Yankees.
I'll be checking in on the Yankees.
That's who you are.
Yankees will not be getting but you have Cavaliers Magic as well, right? I mean, it's not like it's just one event. By the way, the Maple Leafs are never going to win a Stanley Cup ever.
It doesn't feel like it, no.
You got Panthers Lightning tonight. I mean, you got everything tonight.
Yeah. Tonight is a good night. Well, here's the thing, though. Yankees start at 7:05, too, so that's nice. So you get the 7:05
right,
start.
So you get an hour of the Yankees, and maybe the game will be over at that point, and then you can take them out of the rotation. But tonight's a lot of juggling, and tonight's going to be a late night. But you know what the nice thing is? It's a Thursday, so at least you only have to get through one more day to finalize the week.
Right, but, I mean, let's face it. If at 6 you get what you want, or if they trade up and you get what you want, and I get what I want at 10. I mean, do we really need sleep?
No, I'm not much for sleep anyhow.
No, come on.
I'm able to exist on very little at this point. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Knicks are on the table. Draft is on the table. 1-800-919-3776. We're going to take a quick break, come back. Calls are lined up. We'll get to them. We'll do it next. DNR with you right here on 98.7 ESPN. Spring into savings at Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle with special offers on over 500 new and certified pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking to upgrade to the latest model or explore new features and technologies, now is the time to consider your options. Ask about additional American Express cardholder benefits. Visit them at mbnewrochelle.com or in person and tell them Michael Kay sent you. Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Mickey Haynes, I'm with you, Dave. Football first, everything else a distant second. Doesn't mean I don't love my other teams. They just take a backseat to the NFL. So I think that's what it is for me, too. And I understand that this is a monster Knicks game. But it's not like the Knicks are 1-1 or down 0-2. They're up 2-0. So for me, NFL first, Knicks second, Islanders third.
Right, but how can you say that you love your teams if you're going to tune into something that doesn't necessarily involve your teams until pick 6 or pick 10?
Well, I don't love the Knicks as much as I love the Giants.
Okay.
I mean, I've never said that. It's always right, been the Giants one.
I understand that. But my point the entire time is Giants don't pick till 6. Right. You have, I mean, is the Knicks is what, your third favorite team behind the Rangers?
No, Mets too.
Mets too.
Yeah.
Then Rangers,
I don't
then
mean
Knicks?
The Mets too, I mean the Mets as well. It would go Giants, Rangers, Mets, Knicks.
Okay. But like,
but
let's
that doesn't
not,
mean I don't love them.
I know you love them, but let's not pretend like this is an important game. This is a huge game. This is a huge game. If they lose this game and Jalen Brunson struggles again, just think of the phone calls we'll be taking.
You think the people will start to crush Jalen Brunson?
No, I don't think they'll crush Jalen Brunson, but you're going to start to get a little bit nervous.
Really?
I'm not saying that I will necessarily, but when you saw the first two games, right, and how those things and how, I mean, how close we were to actually losing game two, Jalen Brunson struggling in both of those games. If now all of a sudden we go to Philly and we lose the first one and Jalen Brunson struggles again, does that give you a lot of confidence that they're going to win game four now?
Maybe not.
And now we're looking at, okay, tied 2-2 coming back to Madison Square Garden. Jalen Brunson struggled in all four games. And this is...
Yeah, but you're putting the cart before the horse, no? Now you have Jalen Brunson struggling in all four games and you have losing these two games in Philly?
Listen, all I'm saying is it's an important game.
Yeah, it's an important game. A less important game than if it were 1-1.
I don't look at it that way.
All right, well, that's fine. And I'm dialed into the Knicks. They are not the number one priority tonight.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
About your number one priority, which is the NFL draft.
Yes.
One of my biggest holdups last night, like I mentioned, the first one was trying to separate the emotion, you know, when I'm deciding what the Jets are going
to
do.
You have to do that. You have to do what do you think they're going to do. That's it.
Here's my second biggest holdup. The J.J. McCarthy song, which we'll play when he's on with Rich Eisen. All the reports that they're going to try to move heaven and earth to get up to 3 to get Drake May. This is not very Joe Shane-like with how he's handled the draft. To be this transparent about, well, this is like Dave Gettleman stuff.
I said this yesterday. I said, doesn't it surprise people that he's so Drake May's the guy I want to move up for?
Yeah, Or that now it's, I mean, when Rich Eisen, do we have that sound when Rich Eisen asked J.J. McCarthy, where do you think you're going to get drafted?
We do. We have the sound. Here, this is J.J. McCarthy, Rich Eisen yesterday.
New York Giants, I've spent the most time with. They're a phenomenal staff. Love Coach Dable. Love, you know, Mr. Shane. Love Coach Tierney, Coach Kafka, mm-hmm. Chicago guy. Just being able to go in there, pretty much know, like, most of the install because Coach Dable came from Alabama and Coach Gattis came to Michigan from Alabama. So it's similar. Formations, motions, plays, all that stuff. So being able to get that install in has been great. You know, I met with them twice. It's been amazing.
So hearing that audio, did it impact your mock draft that you did?
Yeah, it impacted one of them.
Well, the one you're going to bring on air.
I don't know yet. I haven't decided which one I'm bringing on air yet.
Oh, God.
Well, no, because a part of me is like, is Joe Shane that smart where he's
I
doing all
Joe
this?
I think Joe Shane plays this game very well.
Right, knowing that, you know, Minnesota has tried to position themselves where they get one of these quarterbacks, either May or McCarthy, and I mean, if all of a sudden now I think, or they're making it seem like they're going to take J.J. McCarthy at 6, that means I can't stay at 11. I got to trade up. So now if I trade up to 5, because Arizona doesn't want to move out of 4 because they want Marvin Harrison Jr., now all of a sudden I get one of the two best receivers in the draft now at 6.
See, that would be the blessing of everything, is that the Giants get the quarterback they want at 6. You don't have to mortgage anything. And maybe it's been McCarthy the whole time. Again, I don't know. And I think not knowing, even though it's frustrating from our perspective, is brilliant from the Giants' perspective. There's no reason anybody should know what their plan is here.
All right, but do you sit back? Can you afford to sit back and wait at 6?
I don't know. That's for them to figure out.
Or does it end up being where you have to trade, you know, to 5? Just to make sure you don't get jumped by Minnesota.
You might have to do that. And let's be fair. If you're the Chargers, don't you play the game of make the Giants move to 5, right? Let the Giants think there's other teams that want this pick, and if you don't move up and get the 5th pick, you're going to lose out on whatever quarterback it is that you want, right? Because if the Chargers flip and pick up anything to go from 5 to 6, that's a huge win for them.
Right, but here's the last piece of this, and it was something, and probably I'm just, you know, reading too much. Is Graziano saying that the Giants also really like Mike Penix. So now you're talking about the three quarterbacks that you have a chance to get because Caleb Williams is going 1, Jaden Daniels is going 2. They've been linked to all three of them.
But
they love Drake May, they love J.J. McCarthy, and now they like Michael Penix.
But here's the brilliance. I don't know. I don't know. I find it hard to believe they love all three guys. I think there's probably one guy that they really, really want. But the great thing that I respect right now is it's draft day, and we really have no idea who the guy is that they want.
Right.
That's well played.
It is well played. And I also understand that if you are hell-bent on trying to get, say, you know, Malik Nabers, that you would want someone to trade up ahead of you to 5 to take a quarterback to give you that chance.
That'd be genius as well.
Well, that would be diabolical is what it'd be.
Well, I think that they're not in it to ruin other teams. They're in it to facilitate what they're trying to do.
Well, I'm not saying ruin other teams. I'm just saying, like, if no trades are made and you just went, hey, no trades, let's just go mock draft. You go Williams, Daniels, Drake May. Marvin Harrison has been tied to Arizona the entire time. And now you look at, you know, what the Chargers are going to do after losing two of their receivers. It would make sense that they would take the next best receiver, right?
Of course.
Unless they go O-line. So if I'm the Giants sitting at 6, I want to have the choice of Nabers or Adunze.
Of course you do.
So let's try to get someone to trade up ahead of us to take the quarterback.
Yeah, let's have a smokescreen that we're interested in now J.J. McCarthy. And you know what? I wonder, and you can answer this better than I can, I wonder if they let players think they're more interested in them than they are so this kind of stuff becomes public.
Right, just because, you know, they know at some point they're going to be asked and the kid's not going to be able to help themselves.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that would be, I'd have a ton of respect for that.
You know, kind of use the kid in the process here.
Right. It would make perfect sense because I'm sure a lot of people that heard that, and we don't have the beginning of it where he asks, do you have any idea where you're going to, you know, go? And he's like, yeah, kind of. And then he immediately says the Giants. Then everyone was like, oh, J.J. McCarthy's going to the Giants.
Right. Everyone jumps on that bandwagon. It's a chess match. And that's why I want the audio. I want to hear what's going on.
Yeah, but it's not going to affect you until we get to 3.
I like all of it.
All right.
I like all of it.
The beginning's going to be boring, though. You know Caleb Williams
not
is going
to not for me. I want all of it. I want to hear them walk up and Caleb Williams. I'm going to watch the Knicks game. It's not like I'm not going to have the Knicks game on.
I want to be in the Knicks game.
All right, well.
I'm going to pretend like I'm courtside.
You know what? You have a
You
want to
hear Goodell mispronounce names? Come on.
You have a superpower. You're able to consume two audio sounds at the same time. I don't have that.
Mariotto.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, Raymond. If he mispronounce, he's not going to mispronounce Caleb Williams. He can't. Jaden Daniels, no.
No.
Drake May, no. J.J. McCarthy, no.
You know, Roma Dunze could be a good
That's going to be a tough one. Some of the offensive linemen he's going to struggle with.
You think it could be Romeo?
It could happen.
It could totally happen.
Adunze. I mean, Fashano's first name's going to crush him. There's no way he gets that.
Right. But speaking of difficult to pronounce names, did you see what Penei Sewell got yesterday?
Did you see what Detroit did? Period. St. Brown got paid too.
Oh, yeah. Look, another receiver getting paid before C.D. Lamb.
Oh God, everything goes back to him and the Cowboys.
No, but it's another team getting their contract done before it.
No, but Ray's right though. They did the same thing with Dak. If you sign him sooner, like the problem with the NFL,
you pay him less money,
right? Well, but the problem with the NFL is that especially at the quarterback position, it's not. Hey, we're going to pay you this much money because this is what you're worth. If you get to a certain level, it's like, okay, you're the next one up. You're going to get more money.
Exactly. And then the next guy gets signed, and you know what that means?
Price went up. Yesterday's price is not today's price.
That's just more money you got to pay later.
Yeah. Well, that's apparently they're okay with that.
Apparently.
Right?
Jerry needs to see more leaves and options.
He's only been here for... How long has Dak been here for? Eight years?
Dak has been the starting quarterback since
16.
All in.
Yeah, this is what? This is 8 years, no? Is that right, Raymond?
He hasn't seen enough.
Yeah, hasn't seen enough.
Did he finish third in the MVP voting last year?
Even if that enough is, we don't want to keep him. Then you know we're going to move on from Dak after the season. But this, I need to see more. What more would you possibly need to see from this guy?
I mean, you're going to eat his money. Santi, pull up his contract for me. Mm-hmm. What's his dead money? Is it pretty much the same as what they're paying him now anyway?
I think it's like 55.
Right, but they're paying him 55 anyway.
55 out of 60.
So why not trade him, though? If you're going to eat them, on your cap.
He has a no move. He has to approve any trade.
Right, but if he gets traded, I'm sure whoever trades him is going to pay him a boatload of money.
And wouldn't you rather go somewhere else if the team that you're with currently doesn't want you?
Yeah, to answer your earlier question, 2016 was when he took over, and he has started in the regular season 114 games.
But uncertain whether he's the guy. Need to see a little bit more.
Dead cap is 67 mil, by the way.
Okay.
That's not a ton, though.
No, I mean, his cap hits 55 anyway.
Right.
So you let him walk for nothing? That doesn't make
sense. So what do you think the line in the sand for Jerry is? Like, anything over 130, then you get a real good feel of the quarterback?
Dude, I mean, he was 36-9 last year. Completed almost 70% of his passes.
He was terrific.
4,500 yards. Like, what else do you need to see? Except playoff success.
Let's get to the callers. 1-800-919-3776. Justin in Tom's River. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my phone call, as always. You know, obviously, you know, you guys, I'm really excited about this draft, obviously, tonight. I can't wait. You know, I think the Jets are going to be really, really aggressive. And I don't think the Jets are going to take a tackle in the first round. I could tell you, I know David Bakhtiari was spotted in a couple days. I think the route the Jets go is either Bowers or Adunze in the first round. I think the Jets looked at LaPorta last year and the impact he had with Jared Goff, and putting him in with Rodgers, I think, is going to be really explosive. And I think the Jets pulled this 1 year, and I think, obviously, that those...
All right, your phone is cutting
you
out.
Also understand that, the Lions have one of the,
right.
the most
no,
sought-after
I think not
offensive.
One of the. I think they probably have the best offensive line of football.
Well, no, I'm not even saying offensive line. How about their offensive coordinator?
Oh, he's brilliant.
Right. I mean, Nathaniel Hackett. Come on. I don't think there's any question that they're probably going to sign Bakhtiari anyway, but do you trust he's going to stay healthy?
But if you sign Bakhtiari, do you look at that and say, okay, now we have a lot? Like that does nothing for me. It could be positive, but I don't look at it and say, okay, whew, I got Bakhtiari. Now I don't need another offensive lineman.
See, that's the amazing thing to me, though, is last year, right, when you're saying to yourself, okay, we're all in Aaron Rodgers. Who knows how long he's going to play? Let's do something in the first round to make Aaron Rodgers better. You draft a backup defensive lineman. But this is the year you're going to draw the line in the sand where we're not going to draft a tackle or an offensive lineman because we don't want to draft the backup.
If Odunze's there.
Yeah, they're going to take Odunze if he's there.
But I don't know how he could possibly be there.
Well, I could tell you how he's going to be there. If you got Williams.
Walk me through how he could be there.
All right, so you
four
go Williams.
Four quarterbacks.
Right, four quarterbacks.
The other two receivers, now you're at six.
Right, you got Tennessee taking Alt.
Now you're through seven.
Atlanta, you got taking Dallas Turner.
Now you're through eight.
And this is where it gets a little bit interesting. Did you see what Caleb Williams said about who he would draft if he was Chicago at nine? Olufashanu.
Really?
High school teammate.
Well, that's right, because they went to high school together in D.C., didn't they?
That's right. Or...
But of course he's going to say that.
Okay, but or the other possibility is the team that I keep hearing, keep an eye on, that could be aggressive because they potentially want Brock Bowers is Indy. So does Indy all of a sudden now make a decision, hey, let's get up ahead of the Jets who have been linked to Brock Bowers and take Bowers at nine, which leaves Odunze sitting there at 10.
Which would be gorgeous.
Which would be gorgeous.
So
is right.
Better chance. Let's hear from the great Rich Cimini. Pros and cons of Bowers at the 10 spot.
I think in the last 30 years, only two first-round tight ends have become first-team All-Pros. Of course, Tony Gonzalez, the Hall of Famer, and Dallas Clark with the Colts back in the Peyton Manning days. And so it's not a position of high positional value. I mean, offensive tackle certainly has a greater positional value. Also, you do not see many tight ends in the first round get second contracts from the team that drafts them. I think only two in the last 16 years in the first round have gotten second contracts from the team that picks them. I think the Jets see Bowers, and they definitely like Bowers. Mm-hmm. He is on their short list of possibilities, but they see him as more than a tight end. You heard Joe Douglas use the phrase Swiss Army knife the other day. He lines up in the slot. He could line up wide. He could actually line up in the backfield. He scored five rushing touchdowns in college at Georgia, so he can do a lot of different things.
Listen, I'm going to give you these options. You tell me, and we'll hear another soundbite from Cimini in a moment. Stay at 10. Move up and take Odunze. Stay at 10 and take the offensive lineman. Stay at 10 and take the receiver, or trade back.
I would trade back.
Yeah, I would do that.
Is what I would do. Just because, again, you don't have a second round pick. So if you do make the decision that we're going to take Odunze if he's there or Brock Bowers, where are you getting? You're more likely to get a good wide receiver in the third round than you are a really good offensive lineman in the third round.
Yes.
So, I mean, there are other wide receivers now. They're not the level, supposedly. We don't know. Who knows? You don't know until you watch them play. But, like, the kid Ricky Pearsall's, he's a hell of a receiver. But that, as far as everyone's concerned, it's these three and then it's everybody else. I would like to have another pick in this. I would like to find a way to get a second-round pick.
I think so as well. I think that to me, is the move. Rich also says, this was Grasso last night. If you can't tell that we went Grasso, like, kind of eating and hemming and hawing, it was Grasso that he was with. He says, you can't assume that if they take an offensive lineman 10, that guy's going to be a backup.
If they draft a right tackle like a Tali Fuaga or a J.C. Latham at 10, who's to say those guys can't overtake Morgan Moses at right tackle? You know, Morgan Moses is 33 years old. He's coming off of pec surgery. He's a good player when he's healthy, but it's not like he's etched in stone as your right tackle. It's a modest salary the Jets are paying this year. It's a cap-friendly deal of $5.5 million. So if Fuaga comes in there and he's just so far ahead of the curve in training camp or early in the season, I could see him passing a Morgan Moses at some point during the season.
To me, the sexier pick is the wide receiver / tight end. The smarter pick is the offensive lineman.
Right, but what is the one thing that people would always talk about with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay? That they didn't do what?
They didn't draft the receivers.
In the first round.
Right.
Right, so, I mean, you could have that opportunity. I mean, here's the other thing. And I know you don't want to hear this because we both believe that they should try to trade back, take the offensive lineman and get a second round pick or would be ideal, is if all of a sudden you're sitting there at 10 and you just think Rome Odunze is that good. You're sitting there at 10, he's still on the board, and Atlanta's picking at 8.
And you're going to move, so now you want more picks, now you're going to get less picks.
I'm just saying, like, if you think he could be that much of a difference maker, I mean, do you make the move up?
You can.
Right, you can, because I mean...
Because it sounds like Atlanta's going to take a defensive player, and that defensive player will probably still be there at 10.
Right. I mean, they've been tied to they've been tied to a defensive player pretty much the entire mock draft season here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all very exciting. Now, Tim McGraw, this is exciting, too. He's coming to UBS Arena Thursday, May the 9th. Keep it locked in for your chance. Or like it says, keep it locked in, too, for your chance to score tickets in the next hour. Brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. RJ!
Yes, Dave.
Did you miss that?
I really did. Yeah.
You missed the show, didn't you? You liked the show.
I love the show. I love you guys. Had a couple days away with the family as a at the compound as you called it, but I miss, you know, no one makes two letters sound so endearing the way you do.
Oh, that's sweet. The old phrase "absence makes the heart grow fonder." Is that true? Did you miss us? And you're so excited to be back with us today.
Absolutely.
Now Bauer was not very good overall.
I don't think that's true.
It is, and you can ask people off air, but it was not
wow,
not great overall. But he was very good with the pregame party read.
Hey, I have no problem with the dark twist.
that's a man who has no problem with the dark twist.
I'd like to follow him around.
Dump, 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 Bauer.
Yeah, I would like to see what he's up to.
You think you get a different person?
Yeah.
Like he's... What
no,
you
he's... Dude,
there's
he
an
is.
Old man sitting next to me. Making love to his tonic engine. So,
true story, I heard that song while I was away, and I thought of Tom Bauer.
Yeah, this is what we do.
When I wore a younger man's clothes.
I think Bauer in real life is like the Mark Clayton commercial.
Oh, where he's got the Metallica shirt on?
Right, like he does his interview with he does his spot, and then as soon as it's over, he has the Metallica, got the ponytail. Like, that's... Like, Bauer's going to let his hair down. He's going to go headbang and all that other stuff.
I'm cutting your podcast together. I'm cutting clips of you screaming at me for the system, and I'm compiling the... Oh, now I can't speak.
Anyhow, Bauer was very good with the pregame party read. Are you think you can duplicate or even outshine him here with the read?
I'm going to try. It's gotten longer. The sponsors are piling in.
Sponsors are piling in. Here we go in 3, 2, 1. The second annual DiPietro and Rothenberg pregame party is 1 week away. And when is it?
That would be on Thursday. May 2nd.
That's right. So far, so good. Come out to see the live broadcast starting at what time?
That starts at 6 a.m. when the show begins, Dave.
That's very, very well done. Also, you're going to get a live on location Thursday open. Mm-hmm. Where are we going to be?
We'll be at Publicans, not Pelicans.
Right. And where's that?
That's in Manhasset.
And where's Manhasset?
On an island.
Yeah. What kind of island?
Yeah, a long one.
Yeah. Steps away from the Manhasset train station, LIRR, as some might say. After the show, we'll take the train right to Citi Field for the matinee game against the...
Small Bears.
Yeah. Also known as the Cubs. Yeah. It's the pregame party with us on Thursday, May 2nd, brought to you by...
Montauk Brewing Company.
Celebrate the no-frills good life with Montauk Brewing Company, maker of New York's favorite craft beer, Wave Chaser IPA. A highly approachable brew that's packed tropical hops and delivers endless flavor. Chase your wave. And by...
Zing Zang.
Zing Zang, Zing Zang. America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails. Available in convenient cans and... party-sized bottles. So here's what you do. You open, you pour, and you enjoy. But of course, please...
Zing Zang.
...responsibly.
How
that was
do?
Nice.
I mean, Bauer sets a high bar.
No, yours is higher. You're better.
It just felt right.
Yeah. Now in every way, you're better than Bauer.
I don't think that's true.
I do.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.